Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as He is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in His Word that He would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I am your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries, and with me as always is the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and the pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Praise the Lord. He is so worthy.
Amen, amen. And of course, also with us today is the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today?
Doing great in the Lord.
Praise God, praise God. You know, we're going to get right into it because we have a lot of clips to show. There was recently a video done online, and honestly, we're not going to give you the guy's name and put his name out there, but we're going to play some clips of somebody who made an open rebuke, not only to Joe Schimmel, but to Good Fight Ministries as a whole, and I'll let him speak, actually, right here. I'll let Tony play the clip of what he says, this open rebuke, this video that he had, who he's trying to rebuke. Why don't you play that clip for me, Tony?
This is a rebuke to Joe Schimmel at Good Fight Ministries. This is an open rebuke. And to all you out there that are listening to this individual and following this individual, it's a rebuke to you too.
So, it's a rebuke to you too, apparently. So we want to look at some of the things that he has to say on this video. It's about a 7-minute long video, and I would always advise, if you end up finding it online, to probably click it at double speed if you can, because it is very, very slow, and so it takes a little bit of time. So some of the clips take a little time. So I want to get into our next clip already to tell you guys a little bit about where he's coming from, because I believe that a lot of the problems here, Joe, that we were talking about before when it comes to this video, shows a big, giant side of ignorance on his part, and that he is ignorant of who the ministry is, what we're about, what we teach, and what you teach specifically. So I want to go through a clip that he says, two clips back to back, of just to show some of the ignorance that he has towards who we are as a ministry, as he does this open rebuke to his 39,000 followers. If this was some, you know, some guy on the, you know, side of the road, you know, coming out against Joe Schimmel, we'd love to talk to him, but we wouldn't necessarily make a video. It's a big deal because this guy has 39,000 followers. He has videos with over 700,000 views, and he's got people on the comments saying, oh, I listened to him, and now basically they won't listen to Good Fight anymore because of this video he made. So let's hear a couple of those clips.
Has anybody ever heard of this individual here, Good Fight Ministry? Joe Schimmel, I guess his last name is. Founder of Good Fight Ministries. He doesn't believe that there's going to be the rapture or the catching away of the church.
Let me stop you there, okay? Let me stop you there. Joe, is that true? Do you not believe in the rapture?
Well, before I address that, anybody who listens and watches our ministry, who's involved in our ministry, knows that I did, or that's anywhere involved in our ministry, knows that we talk about the rapture all the time, believe strongly in the rapture. In fact, we just had a debate on the timing of the rapture. Not whether the rapture exists or not, but the time of the rapture and the prelude to that debate was pointed out that we both believe, both debaters, me and Dr. Stauffer, both believe in the rapture. We both believe that Israel has a future. We're both futurists. We're both premillennial. We're living a literal thousand-year millennium and so forth. So, you know, when I hear things like this, for, you know, when this happens, you know, you hear somebody say something like that, you know, first of all, I have to say this, you got to be humble. You know, the Bible says, a wise man accepts a rebuke. So if you're off in an area, you want to be open to it. And you want to say, hey, am I off in a certain area? Someone makes an open rebuke to you without even, you know, contacting you. Then you expect it to be something pretty outlandish, you know, because we don't have a habit of, you know, having a lot, you know, bunch of people coming out saying, hey, they've taught this or that because we're very sound doctrinally. We may differ in some of the areas, the time of the rapture, issues like that in the church, and people have grievances with our positions. But those aren't things where we'll put, we don't put pre-tribs, for instance, that believe in a pre-trib rapture. We believe in a post-trib rapture. We don't put them outside the pale of Christianity because they don't subscribe to our particular view of when the rapture takes place. But so when I first, somebody mentioned, one of you guys sent it and said, hey, this guy, there was a lady that, she had, not as many views as this guy has, but she said I was a Kenite because I had a mustache, and I was, your guys are chuckling now, and there was some really strange things in that video. I was like, wow. So, you see some really strange things sometimes, and you realize that we wrestle against flesh and blood. There's a spiritual war. So, and all those, who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And Jesus says, woe unto you when all men don't speak, when all men speak well of you, woe unto you. So if I have everyone speaking well of me and I don't get attacked, then I'm in trouble, So I better be getting attacked, So I don't, but at the same time, somebody said, no, you really should check it out. And then that comes up pretty quick in the video that he doesn't believe in the rapture. And that's in debate, that's called poison in the well, Yep. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to play on the emotions of his followers, who, if they're evangelical Christians, they're going to believe that in the rapture's, they don't believe in the rapture because the Bible talks about how we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And I've got many scriptures memorized regarding the rapture. I love the rapture. I'm looking forward to the second coming of Christ and being caught up to meet him in the air. He just lost all credibility right there. Right when he said that, I realized, okay, here the guy goes. He's trying to tar and feather me, and he's putting in their minds like, and right away, if I heard somebody doesn't believe in the rapture, I'd think, man, what is the guy's theology? He's denying 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, scriptures like that. And right away I realized, okay, there's not just fake news out in the, on MSNBC and a lot of those stations. Amen. There's a lot of fake news within the Christian church. And by the way, that's really dangerous because by saying, I don't believe in the rapture and trying to poison the well there, and you're breaking a commandment, which we're commanded not to bear false witness. That's what he's doing. So I actually prayed for the guy that he'd get right with God.
Yeah, me too. And I think, like you said, there only leaves two options. One is that he is grossly ignorant about a person that he is making an entire video about for his YouTube channel. An open rebuke to not only you, but those who listen to you being so ignorant, or like you said, sadly, being dishonest, and there really doesn't leave any other option. And they're continuing with that dishonesty. There's going to be a little clip just to finish that point that I'll play. And he does something that I've heard other people do using a different person, but you can see who he lines you up with here.
He's like Billy Baker. Jim Baker, believing that you got to go through the Great Tribulation.
You see, I've seen this before, where people put your picture next to like a Steven Anderson, that you deny the Holocaust or something, or that we're replacement theologians.
All would be lies, blatant lies. Anyone knows this?
100% blatant lie. And like, in my mind, I'm like, you could not even listen to a full teaching, like not even one, and come to that conclusion. It's just, it's nonsense. But you'll see that deceitful attack. It's not like they're like, yeah, they're just like all of the early church, or, they're just like Spurgeon or Mueller, these post-tribbers. No, let's make it about Jim Baker, who's over here selling post-trib buckets of food. So it is an attack, like you said, and I believe this is foul play. This isn't somebody looking at the scriptures and taking a look at it and say, hey, I think this guy's really dangerous because of this. And like you said, you want to make sure you are above reproach. You want to make sure you're, hey, wait, let's see. Is everything we're teaching according to scripture? And I think there's a reason why this guy doesn't spend a lot of time in the video on scripture, and he's long-winded a little bit. And we're going to actually spend a whole episode on the scripture he uses on the next episode. But I want to talk a little bit more about where he says this teaching is coming from, and let's see how serious he thinks this is.
So do you think Jesus wants his ministers using evil to expose evil? To use darkness to expose darkness? No, this is a tactic of the devil.
Well, right away, before you go on, Chad, because I heard the 7-minute clip or whatever it is he did, something like that, and I don't remember how he phrased that, but I'm paying closer attention because I was really busy yesterday getting ready for a Bible study and everything. But he says, using darkness to expose darkness. No, we use the light of God's word to expose darkness. Mm-hmm. If so, I don't know if you guys caught that, but that's like, right there. It's another misstatement. We expose the darkness by the light of God's word to rescue people that are in the darkness that don't realize that they're captives and clutches of the devil. And by the grace of God, we've seen a ton of people come out of darkness as a result of obeying the scripture, which commands us to expose the works of darkness. Thus saith the scripture.
You know, interesting enough, we were going to play another clip, and we can go further on that a little bit, because he says that again. If you go to the clip from 5:12, Tony, he actually goes further in this. But the thing that I was talking about from that clip is where he says it's from the devil. He's not just saying, hey, we have a difference of opinion here. You should be doing this. You should be doing this. He says it's from the devil to do that, to expose these wicked deeds and bring them under the light of scripture. He equates taking those things captive to the obedience of Christ to exposing wickedness for the sake of wickedness. Please play that clip.
Because the objective is not to expose what's in darkness just to expose it. The objective is that they might be saved. The objective is that the glorious light of the gospel would shine unto them.
Okay, before you go on there, it reminds me of when Jesus was attacked. And they called Jesus demon-possessed. I mean, the Pharisees, you know. And he was dealing with the kingdom of darkness, you know. And he even explained how the kingdom of darkness works several times in the scripture. He exposed it, you know, cast out demons. And it's interesting because Jesus said, a kingdom that's divided against itself shall not stand. And he talked about, he made it sound as there's innuendo, though. And other, I'm also seeing there's three false charges right there, because he's saying, you don't expose evil for the sake of exposing evil as though, you're showing some evil just to show evil. He goes, the objective is to get people saved. Well, guess what? When Paul says to expose the works of darkness, thus saith the Lord, a command in Scripture, Ephesians 5:11, he goes on to say, and I'm sure we'll go through this text in our next episode, or hopefully so, is he says, awake, O sleeper, from the dead, that Christ's light may shine on you. The whole purpose is bringing people to Jesus. And I don't know, you know, I'm not going to compare our ministry with his, but we've seen a lot of people come to Jesus. We get letters all the time. The fellowship that I pastor is filled with people. Chad, maybe you'll share a little bit that I'm sitting with right now. He came to Christ, fell on his knees after our They Sold Their Souls video as an atheist, hardened, drunkard, brawling, women-chasing atheist. Boom, he falls on his knees, gets converted to Christ because we share the gospel. We share the light of God's word, and he realized the darkness that he was embracing, and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later. But we see all kinds of people come to Christ, and they come out of the darkness, which they once embraced. So as I hear this, I'm like, wow, there's another one. He's saying that it's just like exposing darkness for the sake of, hey, this is darkness. Well, you wouldn't even know what darkness was unless you had light. And we show the light of Christ, and we show his word, and we shine the light. A lot of times people say we use so many scriptures. Well, we do, because it's all about using God's light and turning people to the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, and we could talk about his hypocrisy, which we will in a minute, but there's something you were talking about that specifically was bothersome to me, and it was obviously bothersome to you as well as Tony, and not to the point where it would get us angry. The guy needs to be prayed for. I think that a lot of this comes from a biblical illiteracy. I believe some of it, in all honesty. I don't want to judge the man's heart, but you look, and we have a lot of followers. You know, praise God for each and every one of you. We got like 106,000 people on our YouTube channel as I'm talking right now, and another 50,000+ on our Facebook page. You know, so sometimes people see that and they think, oh, maybe if I put this name out there, you know, other people will see it. You know, and it's just you gotta wonder about those things, because it's like you're literally making some pretty audacious claims without scripture to back it up. And then the claims that you are making, where you're supposedly using scripture, you're not using it properly. You're not using it in context. And when you are sitting there saying you're exposing darkness for the sake of darkness, that's putting a judgment on our hearts that, hey, you're doing this for the purpose of darkness. Like you said, these are literally claims that they made of Jesus.
Yeah, I was saved out of darkness. I was saved out of the darkness that I expose. You know, I'm a pastor. You know, I don't know if this man is a pastoral ministry, but so I'm constantly going through scripture, just teaching the word of God over and over again. But we do have a ministry called Good Fight, and not everybody's called to discernment ministries. Not everybody's called to apologetics. I recognize that. But the eye can't say to the hand, I have no need of you. So yeah. When we obey the Christ command to expose the works of darkness, when I got saved, guess what I saw? My family, my friends, my neighbors, people I knew were sinking in the quicksand of spiritual darkness that I was in, that I had no idea was darkness. So when I became a Christian, my eyes were opened to the fact that, wow, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. That same book is where Paul exposes the kingdom of darkness, and then he says that would have no part of it, but says, but rather, and it's a command, expose it. And I realized as a young Christian, while these guys are blind to what they're involved in, they don't know Jesus. And I began to show them what the Word of God says and show them the darkness they were in by shining the light, just like the Lord commands, on that darkness. And when they saw they were in darkness, I mean, one by one, I mean, thank God my dad just died, you know, a couple weeks back, but he was the last one that came to Christ. He's 92. But one by one, all seven of us, part of this fellowship, you know, until he just passed on, you know. And one by one, my family members pretty early on, almost every one of them pretty early, one by one came to Christ because they saw how real it was. And guess what? We have a strong...
Not thank God that he died, but thank God he came to Christ.
Well, and yeah, amen. Clear, and thank God he was confessing Christ at the end, though, and went to be the Lord. So praise the Lord, he passed on to the Lord for sure. But yeah, it was a tearful time for a bit there. But because we're going to miss him, Lord's getting us through that. But to see people rescued out of darkness, that's our heart. And you know what? Many people say outside of the Bible itself, and that's just opinion of some people, that this has been the most effective ministry they've seen to rescue people out of darkness because it's opened people's eyes, the lies they're caught up in. And the neat thing is, we also hear this over and over again, this ministry and the ministry that we have, because we preach the Word of God faithfully and strong, and we expose the lies of the evil one, makes very, very strong converts. And that means people that come out of darkness, who are sanctified, who are consecrated from evil and full on for Jesus and saying goodbye to the evil world system. So we see separation take place where you don't have a lot of Christians that are knee deep still, you know, involved in a bunch of the world. Doesn't mean anybody's perfect. None of us are, but we see a lot of strong converts. In fact, a lot of people listening, I'm sure right now, a lot of the 160,000 plus people or so on our ministries are, you know, if you combine our
Facebook and YouTube, Facebook,
YouTube, yeah, we see a lot of fruit from them and a lot of on fire believers. In fact, somebody just came up to me, and it happens over and over again. Big Jim, we got a bunch of Big Jims in our fellowship, but Big Jim Sanford, he says, "Yeah, I was talking to these couple people who were ministering, and they said, are you?" And they were involved in, you know, one of them was a pastor. They go, "Are you a pastor?" And he goes, "Asked me if I was a minister. You a minister?" He said, "No." He goes, "I'm just, our church is really in the Word, so the Word fills me." And I can't tell you how many people have come to me the same thing. They thought I was a pastor. It's just because they're quoting the Word all the time. And you know what? That's what we're about. We're about God's light, His truth, you know? And to be, if you're going to obey God's Word, this gentleman can't obey God's Word because it's not written to pastors, it's written to Christians in general. If he doesn't expose the works of darkness, we're commanded to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose him, which I know we'll get into a little bit of exegesis of that passage in the next show, but I think it's pertinent. I think this is good that it came up and you guys said, hey, let's deal with this. Because it gives us a great opportunity to talk about one of our ministries, and Good Fight is a very, very important ministry to us.
No, and I think it's really good. And one of the things about that you were talking about, the hand can't save the foot, you know, and you think about that, and you think about, no, you're not supposed to expose, you're supposed to share the light of the gospel, and that is a fallacy. It's the either-or fallacy, and we're going to see other places where this guy, in all honesty, is a hypocrite. I mean, and we're going to see that.
Oh, because he exposes a lot of evil.
Yeah, that we'll talk about that next, actually. Yeah. Let's get the
first thing I did was click on his channel. I saw all these videos where he's exposing evil. I'm like, whoa, I'm thinking of Jesus' words. Whoa, into the hypocrite. You know, I'm sorry. It's like, wow.
Let's play that clip, bro.
That doesn't mean that this guy here that has multiple videos of exposing the wickedness and evil in this world, using the wickedness and the evil of this world. That's not what that means.
So you're not supposed to, this is where, like you said, you got confused because you look at his channel. I went to his channel. I did the same exact thing. I'm like, okay, what else has he got on there? And I'm seeing video after video. And the one of them that I clicked on, and I really wanted, you know, I get excited about looking at text with you. I really do. That's the part that gets exciting for me when we come
those
down
to those are our fastest shows. We dig into the scripture, you know.
And I am excited to look at Ephesians 5 next because I believe we're going to show that some of his videos are 100% in direct opposition to the proper contextual look. I mean, if we look at it properly contextually, blah, 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 blah. If we look at that contextually, it is completely against Ephesians 5:11-13.
Right,
for example, he has a video on Jim Carrey being a Jesuit. It is 5.5 minutes long of literally just Jim Carrey speaking about how God is in all of us. That is all it is. No exposing
nothing
of wickedness.
Nothing about being a Jesuit priest.
Nothing, yeah. Warning. Nothing. Just
no
this
comment.
Man
no
talking.
Commentary.
Tony,
so
you found some stuff too. Sorry.
So yeah, and Tony responded to that the segue from Chad, but really quickly. If I was showing something that was dark and just put it up there and leave it out there, that's when it could become enticing. But when you show the scriptures warn about these things and the spiritual consequences and the judgment and so forth, which is what we do all the time, it's far different. So it's kind of interesting that he'll do the very thing he's saying not to do, but he won't even sometimes give commentary and right. refute it and rebuke it. Because it doesn't just say expose. We're called to expose Ephesians 5:11, which he's saying we're not supposed to do, but he's doing himself. But it says reprove, rebuke, and exhort. You need a rebuke of the evil if you're going to show it.
Yeah, amen.
Right. And he assumes that everybody's going to read the title of the video. But if you were just to watch it, you wouldn't know if he would agreed with it or disagree with it unless you were familiar with
the But if you read the ministry. Title, you wouldn't get that out of anything Jimmy Carrey said. So you'd think this guy had a job, or you'd be wondering why this guy even did this.
Yeah, there's a disconnect there. So you're kind of like, okay, you just took somebody else's
video. You
might
go away from the message. He's not a Jesuit, but wow. Oh, wow. God, that's what I thought. God was in everybody. That's cool. Jim Carrey believes it.
Right. You know, it's really sad.
That's like a false doctrine.
You know, it's really sad because Tony and I were talking about somebody that we know specifically who shared that exact video
yes.
in a positive light.
Yep.
And they're professing believer.
See, yeah. that's
and you're
sad,
like,
man.
No, I'm like, what is going on?
But the biggest one yeah. was the Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that one.
He's got a screenshot of Oprah Winfrey, which he said he went through the video and waited for the right frame where her eyes look like she's possessed. And that's the picture he has up the entire video. So you're looking at a picture of Oprah Winfrey with these evil-looking eyes, and he's talking about her demonic possession.
So let me get this straight, okay? I'm going to try to put this all into perspective right now, okay? He wants to expose Joe Schimmel and Good Fight Ministries for exposing wickedness mm-hmm. by telling us, I don't want you to see wickedness, but here's Joe's wickedness. Oh, and I also have some Oprah Winfrey wickedness.
Yeah, yeah.
I also have some Jim Carrey wickedness. And I have
Joel
all these
Osteen's
things.
Wife. He Joel has Osteen's expose wife. On her.
He has Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. The Illuminati. And here's the difference. And I'm sorry, this is why we have a dividing line here between our ministry versus a ministry like this, is because a lot of his stuff is simply him talking about stuff, talking about the Illuminati, talking about Jim Carrey, or just playing his videos, I guess. And it's not like he's analyzing these things in the light of scripture. And I think there is a giant disconnect with ministries, quote unquote, or I don't even call some a ministry, some are just doing it to make money, who just want to expose wickedness for the sake of wickedness. And
yeah.
and I think that's a big, big difference. And that's why people get mad at our videos. You see it online sometimes.
Well,
I wish you'd take the gospel out. And you're like, what? Yeah,
yeah.
right.
And we do have to be careful when we expose evil. We've exposed, like, you know, we have a video, more than one video that deals with abortion. They Sold Their Souls has an extended period of dealing with, the series of abortion. We have a video called On Planned Parenthood, in Dark Secrets of Planned Parenthood. Yeah. And we go into Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and what she was about, because a lot of people think that Planned Parenthood is just, you know, deals good birth control, and they look at abortion as birth control, which is really murder. And we go through and we point out that she was a eugenicist. She was working with Nazis. That she had an agenda. She was planning. She was planning abortion clinics in black neighborhoods to kill black children. She was a racist, and we show what that's about. And guess what? People's eyes get open, like, wow, this is wicked. And people that would normally or might otherwise go to Planned Parenthood are not recognized that, you know, how wicked it is. So do we not? There's a video called Silent Scream that was out years ago.
Oh yeah,
and
amen.
It's the scream of a baby in the womb that's going through an abortion.
And is it wicked to murder babies?
And it's wicked. So when that comes out, you're showing something wicked that's happening. But if you're exposing the light of scripture saying, hey, this is murder, you need to know, just like the Nazi concentration camp. Who, by the way, who was it that didn't want the general German public to know what was going on with the Jews?
Amen.
Not just the Nazis, the devil. Who is it that doesn't want people to know that babies' lives are getting snuffed out in the womb and these are real living beings, human beings? The devil. It's Satan in the demonic realm. Who is it that doesn't want the evil of music and Hollywood and these industries that are bringing daily countless thousands of people to hell? Who doesn't want those things to be exposed? The devil.
Amen.
So this guy's got to ask who he's serving when he assaults a ministry that's being used and bearing a bunch of fruit by seeing people come out of those things to Christ.
I'd love you to play the clip from 6:34 real quick, because I think it's pertinent also to my testimony and the way Good Fight Ministries worked in my life.
You don't need to know or have knowledge of evil or wickedness to be free of it.
You know, I want to showcase not only how Good Fight Ministries that's just wrong, okay, and how Good Fight Ministries was used in a powerful way, but it also shows the hypocrisy of himself, that he's become the arbiter of truth. He doesn't share your actual teachings. You're ignorant of them. Just know this guy's bad. Let me tell you, and listen to me and follow me. But here's the problem with you remaining ignorant about these things. Okay. And this is willful ignorance. Okay. This isn't like, oh, what's going on in somebody's bedroom privately? We're talking about the stuff that if you turned on your TV, it's on. It's what your kids are listening to. And I know for me, when I was reprobate, when I was atheist, when I was a drunkard, okay, it wasn't a surprise to me. It wasn't like, oh no, what are all these things being taught by Slipknot and Hatebreed and Devil Driver and all these bands that I meditated on day and night at the time. Okay. I knew every single lyric that Slipknot wrote for all of their albums before my salvation. Every single lyric. Okay. It wasn't like, oh man, what am I going to do here? But because somebody else said, hey, I know that too. And I want to show you why it's wrong. That was what, to me, opened my eyes. Because it's one thing to know and have information. It's another thing to know that God died for you. I mean, God became a man and died a horrible death on a cross for you. And these wicked things that you're being taught need to be turned away from. And go. You want to know what? Go and see the fruit. Go through the comments on Ariana Grande video. Go through the comments on our Queen video. It isn't people being like, oh, I love this. Now I can go listen to Queen. It's people throwing it away, throwing it in the junk, just like I did. Literally broke my CDs so no one else would listen to that junk. And that's what people are doing online. Just go through the comments. That's what I would challenge you, sir. Go through our comments, comment after comment of people throwing away that music.
Coming saying, to I just Jesus, deleted. Man, saying they repented.
And exactly.
Thanks for showing me this was darkness. Now I'm embracing Jesus.
And that's exactly what I was going to say is at the end, it's not, oh, okay, now it's evil. Now I just hate Miley Cyrus. Okay. No, it's, hey, she needs Jesus. You need Jesus. And here's why.
Yeah. Another example of, I'm sorry. I mean, it was when you're on a video and you're condemning someone else for exposing evil. And then on your own channel, you have videos where you're exposing evil and you're not even commenting on the evil you're exposing. You're just kind of maybe it could come off as a promotion. Really sad. But he had a video. I just clicked it because it was a woman preaching. And I don't know, her church or she's preaching at someone else's church. And she's preaching about how she was an ex-nun. And she starts giving these details about that are pretty out there that you're wondering if this was true. Not saying it wasn't, but she was talking about the Mother Superior and how she'd watched this lady suffocate babies and stick her fingers in the nostrils and suffocate these children. And these nuns would be kicked in their stomachs that were had become impregnated, and that there were dungeons. I think she said 19 dungeons. And there's all these nuns chained to the walls, you know, and they're in agony. And there's rooms full of skulls, you know, from all the dead babies. And there's dead nuns everywhere hanging on these walls and so forth. And the stench is unbelievable. And I'm like, it was amazing. And I'm like, really, you know? And all of a sudden she says, Mother Superior asked her if she lies. She goes, yeah, I'm a liar. She goes, you know why I told her a liar? Because we're all liars. And I thought, yeah, you know what? I was wondering about your testimony right here. And now you just confirmed that you're very likely just, there's a lot of Catholicism that you can refute without going into this bizarre stuff that sounds very contrived and made up. But he's exposing very secret, dark things through this woman on his website, doing the very thing that he condemns others for doing. Lord, save that man.
No, it's very hypocritical. And we've spent an entire episode specifically dealing with the hypocrisy concerning this man. And I do pray for his repentance. I pray that he would look at this, he would listen to this and recognize his hypocrisy. But I'm more excited, to be honest, about our next episode where we're going to deal with the scriptures. He only mentions three real scriptures, maybe four in the entire video, but we're going to show how his exegesis is more eisegesis. And we pray that you will stick with us for the next show.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. To learn more about the ministry, please visit us at goodfight.org, where we feature articles, videos, and life-changing resources on DVD and CD. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us in continuing to deliver powerful biblical content, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.